AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump says the U.S. was ready to launch a military strike against Iran for shooting down a drone, but he canceled the strike.
In the president's words, the military was cocked and loaded to retaliate for this week's drone shootdown. But he says 10 minutes before the strike, he canceled it after asking how many people would die, tweeting a general told him 150 people. The president says that's not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned aircraft. He writes he's in no hurry to respond since U.S. sanctions are crippling Iran's economy and more are being added. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta tells the Today Show he's not sure either side has thought this through.
I'm not sure either side has an end game here as to what they want to achieve.
The FAA, meanwhile, has banned U.S. registered aircraft from flying over the area. International airlines have rerouted their flights, too, to avoid the drone shoot-down area.
While the region is crucial to global air travel, the FAA warns there's potential for miscalculation or misidentification there after an Iranian surface-to-air missile took down a U.S. drone yesterday. International carriers also say they'll avoid the area as well. Matt Small, Washington.
A suburban Philadelphia couple has been convicted of murder in the death of a four-year-old who was beaten for spilling his breakfast cereal, say authorities. Then he was put into a scalding hot shower. A man charged in a street shooting that left 10 people wounded in Allentown, Pennsylvania, is due in court today. Police say at least three people fired shots in all. They say that this shooting is likely gang-related. This is AP Radio News. A stunner in the court-martial of a Navy SEAL accused of murder.
Navy medic Corey Scott, testifying under a grant of immunity, says he, not Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher, killed a teenage Islamic State fighter in 2017 in Iraq. Gallagher's attorney, Timothy Parlatori.
What we learned, Chief Gallagher is not guilty of murder.
Scott did testify Gallagher had unexpectedly stabbed the teen in the shoulder as they were treating him for other wounds. But to him, the knife wound wasn't fatal. He says he asphyxiated the teen by blocking his breathing tube to keep him from being tortured by Iraqi forces. Gallagher's wife, Andrea.
Someone has finally had the bravery to stand up for the truth.
The Navy says the trial will continue. I'm Tim McGuire.
Barry Manilow gave $100,000 worth of new band gear to a North Carolina high school in an area still recovering from Hurricane Florence. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.